Rights Centre actually was formed in 2007 with the mandate of advocating and championing for the discourse around uplifting and protecting sexual rights in Zimbabwe. So it has been not an easy road.
So now, what have been the major hurdles in terms of getting to meet your goals?
To be honest, the issue around sex and sexuality is a topic that many people in Zimbabwe are still not comfortable discussing and talking about. It is from rooted back to where we come from, the background. Even in our homes, we don't sit down to discuss sex or sexuality matters as a family. So as a country, well, we find that we take such perspectives out to our work and to the communities where we socialize.
What has been your focus in terms of sexual rights?
Mainly has been trying to sensitize communities and enable discourse where people really freely engage and talk about these issues around sexual rights. What is it that they understand? What is it that they fear? And what is it that we can do as a nation in terms of bridging the gap that exists when it comes to sexual rights issues?
So now, in terms of their fears, what has been the outcome of most of the meetings?
People fear cultural beliefs. People fear their religion and their religious beliefs. People fear new things and uncommon things that are not common in communities. So what we see that when we talk about sex, people already think Zimbabwe is a Christian nation. We cannot be talking about these things. People also fear upbringing in general. These are issues they have not been talking about growing up. So now why talk about them in 2016?
So give us an example of, cultural beliefs which people think they cannot go against or maybe they cannot come out in the open to discuss sex.
One thing that is common is that people believe that a woman must not enjoy sex or a woman has no right to actually enjoy sex. They think women have no right to initiate sex because culturally a woman cannot do that. Men are the ones who should initiate sex. Women are the ones who should actually enjoy sex. So when we come as a organization and say women also have the right to enjoy sex, people think, what are you talking about? Not in this world because it's uncultural for what you're trying to teach this or that. But mainly we're talking about rights issues where we are all equal in terms of rights. And if men have the right to enjoy sex, so women also have the same equal rights. This is the new times where we're living in, the millennium where we're talking about equal rights for everyone. And we advocate for equal treatment for all people. So that we prevent issues around violence perpetrated against women or perpetrated against people based on their gender, perceived or not.
Now, that's very interesting. So when it comes to some of these cultural issues, do you think that you have actually changed people's attitudes towards that kind of negativity?
What we are realizing is that we are not, as much as we are doing most of the work on the ground, we are not working alone. There are other players in this work that we are doing. The new media is coming full force, bringing a lot of unknown information that people did not have. And you find that people are learning not only from organizations, but from Facebook, from you Google things up, you get more information. So there is the new media that is also playing a role. And also the nature of the way people live now. People have traveled all over the world. We have families who live in first world countries. But some of these things are practiced and are common and are not strange. When they come back home, because they are bringing such education and such knowledge, it doesn't become a foreign thing, but it becomes something that some of us actually learn, some of us understand, and some of us believe in and practice in our life.
Now, let's talk about Christian beliefs. Let's have examples here. What exactly do people believe in terms of sexual issues when it comes to, let's say, Christianity?
Well, people believe a lot of things. A very good example will be abortion.